in the state of Virginia, if I ain't mistaken. I about forgot all my geography.
Is it, what, you know any other states there are right around Washington, maybe?
No, I can't memorize them that good.
You told me earlier you've been over in Georgia, hadn't you?
Yeah.
You know what the state there right next to Georgia is there?
Tennessee?
Yeah, then one over.
South Carolina?
Yeah, right above South Carolina.
North Carolina?
Right above that is Virginia there, yeah. Mm-hmm. You remember what state used to be the biggest state in the Union before Alaska came in? Out there in the West, we had all the oil wells and the cattle.
Texas?
Yeah. You ever been out there?
No, I've never been to Texas.
Yeah, I thought I always would like to go out there sometime.
Well, I believe I'd rather go to Mexico.
Out there in Texas as a state, kind of right by there on the panhandle, it used to be Indian territory. You know what state I'm talking about there? It's got some oil wells too. It's right there.
California.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And let's see. You know the big city in Missouri, you know what that one is?
No.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. You mentioned South Carolina a little while ago. You know what the old historic city is called there in South Carolina on the coast, not far from Savannah?
No.
Charleston?
Charleston, mm-hmm. South Carolina?
Yeah, I think so. Let's see. Pretend you had a very sick friend, and he's not likely, to get any better. And if somebody asked you how he was coming along, you'd say, well, it seems...
he ain't doing well.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And say if you had your son or something was out here, and you say you were working real hard, doing some work in the yard, and it was just almost more than you could do, you might turn around and say, why are you sitting around?
Why don't you help me?
Yeah, something like that. And, If a man is funny, you like him, and you like him, you say, I like him.
Fine.
Mm-hmm. And let's see, if two people and you said you were Baptist?
Yeah, Baptist.
Mm-hmm. Where do you go?
Liberty. Mm-hmm. Baptist Church.
Mm-hmm. And say that if two people became members, you'd say they're what?
Members of the church?
Yeah, or you'd say, yeah, they did what they...
brothers and sisters.
Yeah, when somebody becomes a member, or you might say, Sunday morning he did what? He
was accepted in the church.
Or joined the church.
Joined the church.
Something like that. And in church, the person you pray to is who? Or who you worship is?
Christ.
Mm-hmm. Anything else that you call in there?
Lord.
Mm-hmm. Anything else you might use in?
Master.
Mm-hmm. And God, you pray to God, do you, in church?
Yeah. Pray to God for forgiveness.
Mm-hmm. And usually in church, a preacher preaches a
sermon.
Yeah, like that one you told about a while ago.
Yeah.
That was a strange one.
Yeah.
And the choir and the organist, they provide what there?
Music.
Yeah, and you might say to them, if you want to compliment them, that music sure was
good.
Mm-hmm. And, anything else you could say there if you wanted to
I enjoyed it.
Yes, it sure was pretty, or
mm-hmm.
anything besides pretty you might use there?
Well, I don't know.
Or you might look out at the sunset and instead of saying, you might say that's a real pretty sunset or a
fine sunset. Mm-hmm.
Something like that. Now, the enemy of God is who?
The devil.
Yeah, any other names that people use for him around here?
I don't know if there's anything else would fit him any better than the devil.
You call him Satan?
Old Satan.